Welcome to the Neurodiverse Toolbox with Sheila Kieschlin and Paige Kieschlin.
Good evening, Paige. How are you?
Good evening, Mom. Yeah.
Such a big switch from good morning, always.
And it's a Thursday.
Yes, which we don't normally record
on. Not a
on.
Wednesday.
No. Weird. So, what are we talking about today, Paige?
Autism and heat intolerance. I originally wanted to do, I wasn't paying attention to your dates. So I originally wanted this to be like a summer thing, like a summer is about to come. But I wasn't paying attention. It's April. So I
But
mean, I guess not summer.
It's not going to be released in April, though. It'll be a little warm by the time it's released, I think.
Okay. Okay, cool, 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 cool. Okay. Heat intolerance. So I don't know why it says this specific part, but children on the autism spectrum may be more adverse hot or to either hot or cold weather due to hypersensitivity. I don't know why they only included children in that.
Me neither.
Is that something like an adult is supposed to not experience? Because that's definitely not the case, I feel like.
I don't know. I mean, I know plenty of adults that I coach with autism that can't tolerate the heat. So,
yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. May also experience changes in their core body temperature due to changes in outside temperature. This may present as a perceived fever when the child, which I think is interesting.
That it could be perceived as a fever.
It's like Alexis, kind of like you can't control your own body temperature.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Is that actually it? It can
Which
or
I
not.
suppose could be true because, like, when it's hot outside, I don't know if it was just because I was walking, but if it was like particularly hot, I'd like feel like my body was like burning up when I was like outside and it's like, you know, 100 degrees or like 90 some degrees outside. I just felt like that was like it would be hotter, or then like the complete opposite when it was like earlier of this year, right after Christmas in Montana, it decided to be like 8 degrees. And it was like super, 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 super cold. I was not enjoying that weather, but then like painfully cold. So, and like I'm just always cold. I'm
Me
always
too, but I
asking Ian
don't do
if we
well.
could turn up the heat.
I don't do well in the
He
heat
always
either.
says no.
So maybe it's a neurodiverse in general thing. Because I do really badly in the heat.
Oops. So yeah. I guess autistic people may find it difficult to understand difficult why they need to wear hats, coats, or sunscreen because of the particular weather. So I guess like really more like a child, because as a 26-year-old, I understand why I need to wear all of those things. But maybe someone who wasn't at like a higher level of autism maybe wouldn't understand that.
Maybe, I
Child.
mean, for sure, a kid, but yeah.
Because I mean, I guess when I refuse to wear hats and coats and sunscreen.
Yes,
And
often.
was that a hard concept for me to understand?
I just think that you were willing to deal with whatever temperature it was outside in order to not be uncomfortable with the clothes that are on you. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's not that they don't understand, but maybe it's just that it's so uncomfortable that they don't care to deal.
Oh yeah, they may struggle with finding comfortable places to sit or lay down, and they may find it difficult to keep themselves cool and safe. Yeah. This is interesting. So when you think of hyperthermia and hypothermia, oh, really, hyperthermia. Do you think of hot or cold?
Hyperthermia is hot and hypothermia is cold.
Wait, okay. Because, like, in the article that I was reading, I guess it was an article from South Africa. Like, autistic children in South Africa, because it's very hot in South Africa.
Indeed.
So I wonder if they mean this because this is an article about heat, so hot. And they use hyperthermia, overheating, and hypothermia as underheating, but I
Right.
guess cold, so that would be underheated. God, I
Right.
use my
That's what
brain.
big, it's tired from working all day.
Yeah. This means they don't always respond well to temperature changes in temperature. So like it can like offset like meltdowns. I was reading a lot like temperature change and weather. Like if they expect it to be really nice out and it ends up being like, rainy, that
Sure.
could like set off meltdown and like
Sure.
disrupt their entire routine.
Well, if you're
Especially if they
expecting it to
like,
be a
go
certain
out
way.
to like a walk. You can't walk when there's a thunderstorm outside. Or at
Probably
least you
not.
shouldn't. You shouldn't take a
Probably.
walk.
You
You
can.
can.
You
You
probably shouldn't.
shouldn't. One of the main things why I thought this would be good for summertime is it takes the tips on staying cool and how to avoid like specifically a heat stroke, but this is really any form of heat illness is really what it is, because like people forget their children or animals, but we're focused on people on this channel because animals can't be neurodiverse.
Well, I don't know about that, but they don't get diagnosed.
They don't get diagnosed. So don't forget your children in the back seat of your car, even if they're sleeping. My
True.
car reminds me, like, hey, you have something in your back seat. Don't forget about it. Like, even if it's
That's
just my
super cool.
purse, it will, when I open my door, it's like you check your back seat. And I was like, oh yeah.
What a nice safety feature. That's
It
awesome.
is a nice safety feature. It'll be nice once I have children. I mean, did you almost ever leave us in the car?
No, but I was really paranoid about it.
I
Like I
bet.
would check like multiple times. I was like, it definitely gave me like nightmares.
I bet. You did lock me in a car, but that was an accident. And it
It
was
was,
like September, right? So it was cooler.
yes, it was fine. You were fine. You were only in there for like 15 minutes. You were
Chilling.
perfectly safe. I was right next to the car.
Freaking out, like, oh
It was a little.
God.
So what can you do if
Anywho,
you're
okay. So to stay cool, you want to wear light colors, obviously. Don't wear black because it absorbs the heat.
Indeed.
Find ways to reduce sensory stimulation. When you go outside, try wearing sunglasses and earplugs. Cover yourself with a light blanket if you feel uncomfortable and keep the windows closed. Interesting. I like to keep the windows
Chills.
open in the summertime.
I think it depends
My
on where in the
windows are
country
open.
you live, but yes.
I suppose so, yeah. Earplugs are interesting. How would earplugs affect the sun? Like with noise, but
I guess it depends on where you're going that day. I would think like loose fitting clothes would help.
That goes later on in the list. To take breaks, that's something that when I volunteered at wheelchair sports camp, that was one thing that they would tell us, like make sure they take breaks in the shade. Like we would mass groups go into the shade, drink your water, please don't die on me. Your parents would kill me. Stay hydrated, put on sunscreen. Because most of the activities were outside and you were dealing with children who had spina, many children. I think most of the children there had spina bifida. I don't know. I didn't ask everyone what their conditions were. So why are you in a wheelchair?
No, that's rude.
Yeah, I
Don't
didn't
ask
do
people
that.
that.
I assumed that that was one of the main things though, but
It is.
that and they make these like squirt bottles that have fans on them. I've thought about getting
Yes.
Alexis one of those, honestly, to help her. But she's not normally outside. So,
Yeah, she
so
avoids
we
the
would like
outdoors.
squirt them. They would squirt them. We would squirt them with water and like the fan to keep them cool.
So also good advice
So,
for others.
yes, not just with spina bifida. Take breaks. Reduce physical activity. Don't go on a 5K if it's not 95 degrees outside. Don't
No.
do it. If you have to run, maybe go inside where it's air conditioned. Personally, I don't like to run. I'll walk, but I'm not a runner. I know you like to run, even though you're not supposed to.
I don't run
Miss ma'am.
anymore. It hurts my knee. Very sad. Running's nice.
Yes. Stay hydrated, drink plenty of fluids throughout the day. You should be doing that anyway, even if it's not hot outside. Hydration is good.
But more in the summer, more if you are
More in the
outside and hot
summertime,
and sweaty.
yes. No one
Yes,
wants to get a
you got to
heat stroke.
replace them. No, heat stroke's bad.
Try cooling lotions. Cooling lotions can reduce the levels of sensory input and therefore help ease stress in individuals with autism spectrum disorder. That's how I wrote it. Cooling lotion, so like aloe.
I guess. I don't know. I've never heard of cooling lotions.
But you only use aloe if you've been sunburned. Or can you use it whenever you want?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Because doesn't it have medicine in it?
No, it's just
It's just aloe. Okay.
it's just from a plant. It's
You want to dress appropriately.
yes.
Specifically with children, you want to make sure that they're dressing like Alexis, dressing appropriately.
So it's not aloe.
Oh, it's not?
No.
What is
There's
it?
like
Is there
like
actual cooling lotion?
specific
I've never
lotions
heard
that
of that
are
before. That must
me
be nice.
neither.
That might be nice. I mean, I don't go outside normally. Not for my job anymore, at least. I stay inside. But like on a
Like,
hike, that could be nice. Because I like. When we would go hiking, I sometimes would overheat and, like, I need to take a break, please.
yeah, no, it's Google it.
Interesting. Okay, so it's
Lots of
just
stuff
called
comes up.
cooling lotion?
If you look it
I
up,
just
all
assumed
kinds of
that it
different
was
brands come
aloe.
up if you Google it. No.
Interesting.
I mean, some of them might
Interesting. So
have
not
aloe in
aloe.
them, but no, not specifically aloe. Interesting. I've never heard of
That's what I
such a
get for
thing. That's
assuming.
fascinating.
Me neither.
I mean, there are some that
Cooling lotion.
contain aloe, but there are
Right.
others that are just, you know, are supposed to like help calm your body, cool it and calm
Okay.
it.
Okay, so dress appropriately. Encourage your child to not wear a sweater in June. They don't
Well,
want
if
to do
that's their
that.
routine,
I mean, but if
they
that's their
want to, but they
routine,
shouldn't.
they should not. Yeah, like I said, light colors, lightweight. You don't want anything super heavy. That will just make you perspirate more, which is your body's way of cooling itself down. So it's actually good to sweat. All of you women and girls out there are like, ew, I don't sweat. That's gross. You do sweat.
If you don't, it's a problem.
And if you don't, that's a problem. And you should see a medical professional because that's how your body cooled itself off. Opt for lighter colors that reflect the sun. Minimizing heat, blah, blah, blah. Sun hats and sunglasses, if your child will allow you to put those on them. I know some people don't like having hats on their heads or sunglasses on their face.
So you might start trying to like do that kind of stuff in advance of summer so that they start to get used to it.
Like Theo. Theo would always rip his hat off. It was either Theo or Taliesin. Always try to rip off
Because,
their sun
yeah.
hat, and they
Yeah.
were like, no, you have to wear this.
But
You have
if you
to.
start early, or make it something fun or interesting, something that they
Like they
like.
can pick out the hat.
They can pick out any hat. Well, maybe not any hat because you don't want them picking out a wool
Like from a
hat, but
choice. Like, which
right?
one do you
Or
want?
it could be like, you know, a theme, like some kind of TV show
Shark
that they
hat would be
like,
cool.
or books that they like, or some
You
kind of
should get them a
character on it.
shark hat with a fin on it. That would be cool.
Only if they like sharks. You would have liked that
No, it would be cool regardless.
hat.
They'd be top tier cool.
Okay, what
Shark
else?
hats. Hydration is key. You want those electrolytes. Electrolytes are important. You don't want to faint. Electrolytes are important. Hydration is key. Encouraging a child to drink water, I've heard, is difficult sometimes. Is that true? Are some children on like a water boycott?
So kids just don't like plain water.
I guess you could put fruit in it. That makes everything yummy.
So lemon or limes, or they have all kinds of
Really
little water
anything. You could put
drops.
cucumbers in them. Cucumber water is a little weird,
You
but
could.
that might be a
Some
little
people really
fancy for
like
your
it.
3-year-old. They
Especially
might.
if you help let them help prepare it. And it's like their special water.
Yeah. Seek shade and cooling spaces. Was that it? Is that why you took us to museums? Is something to do and it's a cool place? Physically cool? I
I
mean, it was
mean, they
also
had
just
air
like,
conditioning. It wasn't like, but
right, but like
yeah.
instead of us
But that's why we didn't go to the zoo
playing
with
outside
all.
all the
I
time.
mean, that's why we didn't go to the zoo with all the kids that were crying, and we went to the zoo like when it was cool out.
That was nice. That was a good experience.
Yeah,
Good job, Mom.
nobody. I
Top
mean, the zoo with
tier
hundreds of
parenting.
crying children because
That
their
sounds
ice cream
terrible.
fell and they're hot and tired. That's not a good time. It's true.
Okay. Let's see here. Water play and cooling activities. You could get a slip and slide. If you get a pool, make sure you're with your child if they're young enough. You don't want them to drown either. Slip and slides are good. No one can drown in a slip and slide. They're super fun. We were at the store the other day looking at the chick. We have a store that's near us that's kind of like an outdoor-y store. So like fishing and hiking and camping
Yeah.
and hunting. They sell chicks and like other animals in the spring. We haven't seen any other animals, but we've been going like every once a week for like the last like few weeks, and we've watched these chicks
Visit the
grow.
chicks.
The chicks, yeah, to specifically visit the chicks.
That's very
Also,
funny.
they said that they were gonna get bunnies, and when we get a house, we're thinking about getting a bunny. So we wanted to scoop out the bunny situation. Because if the bunnies are cheaper than the place downtown, then
You're
that's what we'll do.
digressing.
Anyway, not about bunnies. What was I talking about? Oh yes, slip and slides. I saw a slip and slide that also came with water balloons that you can like connect them to like the hose, and they fill up in like mass quantities.
Nice.
It's like 100 balloons at a time or something. Jack would have loved it. He liked water balloons. He liked
He
throwing
did.
water balloons specifically at me because he wasn't
Of
allowed to
course.
do it to all access.
We don't throw
Just
things at
me.
children in
I was
wheelchairs.
attacked.
That's bad. It's a bad look.
He's attacked the Nerf guns and the water balloons and the
You could
pillow,
also just use
the
like a
heavy
regular
pillow.
ice pack and put an ice pack on like
You
your
can't,
neck or
ooh,
your
an older.
wrists.
Yeah, an older woman that I used to work with, her husband worked for the mail. He was a mailman, and he had some heart problems, and they got like these like rag. Well, they're not rags, but they were like these towel-y things that were always cool. She would bring them in on the super hot days, and just like, and then it came with like she would have like fans that would go around her neck, like lightweight fans, and they would just be blowing at her. It's like Sandy's living the high life. Look at you, Sandy.
That's funny.
Our store was terrible, though. It was always like either way too hot or way too cold at the wrong time of the year. It was terrible. Anyway. Adjust daily routine. I guess this is like you could check the weather. I think this thing was honestly probably created toward parents, because there was a lot of mention of children. So like if you know what's supposed to be like gross out or super super hot, I'm sure telling
Change
the
his
child
plans in
in
advance.
advance is, this is going to happen. There's nothing we can do about it. This is what we're going to do instead. Instead of just surprise, we can't go to the zoo, Timmy. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Check the weather in advance. Make plans. I mean, everybody's app these days has a 10-day weather
Yeah. I mean,
forecast.
like it changes though. I
It
can
changes a
guarantee you that it
little, but it
changes.
doesn't
It changes a
change like
little.
doesn't change horribly. So.
You want to use sunscreen? The
Yes.
appropriate amount is, don't use 10 SPF because that doesn't do anything.
Correct.
25 or higher. And you want to put it on every, I think I've read that you put it on every hour or every like 2 hours. Depends on what you're doing. If you're in water, then you want to put it on more frequently because it rubs off.
Right.
Just daily routine. Yeah, and communicate and prepare your child for the weather.
Cool. All good. All good things. Awesome. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you wanted to coach with me, see my information at bigbangcoaching.net. If you are interested in emailing us, you can reach us at thendtoolbox@gmail.com. And if you wanted to see our website, please go to theneurodiversetoolbox.podbean.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Neurodiverse Toolbox.